Let us take that song again and let's mean it from the depth of our heart. You want God to help you at this hour. Help me believe. Everybody now together, let's sing. Oh, help me believe. Oh, all things are possible. Help me believe. Before you at this hour, because we are nothing without you, O God. We just bow and we cry for your mercy upon our life, O God. Forgive every of our failures, O God. Forgive all of our wrongs. Forgive all our shortcomings, O God. We submit ourselves to you at this hour, Lord. We pray that your blood will atone for each and every one of us, O God. We are needy people, O God. That's why we've come to your house, O God. And when we come, O God, just like we stand before the physical mirror, O God, we will not see another fellow. We are going to see ourselves, O God. Once again, Father, this afternoon stroke evening, for a little time before we pray, Lord, we pray as you speak your word to us, Father. May we see ourselves in the pages of your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blessings, O God, and the Sunday school and the morning service, O God. Once again, Father, we pray that you will further what you started, O God, in the morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. And may you grant all, O Father, to your glory, Father. At the end of the service, all glory will be thine, and the blessings will be ours, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We remember, Lord, your servants that are not here, O God, at this time. May your grace be with them, Father. Father. When they will be coming back, Lord, may your grace order their footstep. Clear every obstacle out of the way, O God. Once again, Father, we yield ourselves to you, O God. May you further your kingdom in our life. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please, the song people, just hold your place while we turn our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and I will read from verse 1. I know you'll be surprised that Pastor read this verse in the morning. Yeah, where it just shows that God wants us to get something. And Wednesday I was saying that I'm going to take obedience. And notice Pastor dealt very well, did justice. But we just want to say one or two things, and we trust God to help us. We'll pray tonight. Amen. There's a secret that we are missing at this time, and we are not supposed to, you know, as children of God, you know, miss these things. But I just pray that God will open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So it's a good thing for us to do what? Obey our parents. Say, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise for you young children, including me, that what? It may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now verse 4. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, I want you to watch that verse, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it's a bound man or it's a free man. Whatever you sow, just know you are going to reap it. Say, Lord. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, for bearing what? Threatening. We're coming to that. Knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. You can please be seated. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Just for a little time, trust God that we will pray. Obedience. That is where the secret of our blessing lies. Amen. You must pray for divine obedience and pray for God's help to be able to follow every instruction. Please, Brother Joel, oneness, give us that message. What I would just be quoting are things that we are familiar with, but just to bring it back to our remembrance and establish this word. Oneness, preached 1962, February, and 11, paragraph 14. I'm waiting for him to get it so that we'll go together. I would have just read it here. Yeah, God bless you. So now, the first man and the first woman in the Garden of Eden was in what? Perfect harmony with God. So much that God could come down at any time he desired and talk lip to ear with Adam and Eve. Now, that is what? Perfect oneness. God and his what? Creation. God speaking lived to hear with Adam and Eve. And they were so perfect in harmony with who? God. Till they were one with God, God and his family was one. And that's what he's trying to establish. That's what he wants to achieve. Any man, now this is family life that we are coming to. Any man and his family, a correct, good, noble, obedient family is what? We are all preaching the message today. Just talk. I will not spend time. I promise you. Any man, his family, a correct, good, noble, obedient family is one what? With another. Any family. If there is something in the family that does what? Moves them apart. Then it is what? Is what? Are you there now? The family is what? Broken somewhere. Check your family this hour. If there's anything that is tearing you apart, Pastor has done justice. And what will it be? It's just the enemy. That wicked fellow is using various means, you know, just to walk. The Bible told us, if you read down that Ephesians, it said we don't wrestle flesh and blood. Your wife is not your enemy, husband. Wife, your husband is not your enemy. Children, your parents are not your enemy. Parents, your children are not your enemy. That is why you should not speak evil against your child. Because whatever you sow, you reap. You open your mouth to bless them, they are blessed. You curse them, that's your lot. That's what you want. But he that is blessed of God is blessed. Amen. But we must consider this also, brother, sister. Especially family life. And the prophet told us, he said, home is the backbone of the nation. Now, God requires obedience. Pastor also did justice to that. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and from verse 14, talking about Samuel, Saul rather. You know, when he was given instruction, you know, to utterly destroy the Amalekites. And we're told what he did. He didn't utterly, he saved the king and saved some good thing. But the commandment of God, the instruction of God was that he should what? Utterly destroy. God does not change his mind. We had it this morning. He doesn't joke with his word. Whatever I say, you must keep it to the letter. You want the blessing of God, you must follow instruction. I don't think human beings, we are just too delinquent in our thinking. Even in normal life, somebody wants to learn to be a businessman. You must, he's an apprentice, right? If he doesn't learn, he cannot know job. You cannot know pass your guard. In life, you must have a leader. Then, this wicked spirit now, especially young children, check it. The spirit that will make you to open your eye to your mother and father. The one that bear you, that carry you for 9 months. Take care of you, send you to school. You say, which kind of school you send me go? You lack sense. We're saying last week. Some of them say, no be best be that go to be. You lack sense. It just shows that you don't have sense. You don't appreciate the goodness. Other children are looking for such opportunity they don't have. Esther was telling me, say, bro, you say, you don't know, my father did not do jack. I said, but he pay your school fees. He said, other people can pay my school. I said, why did they not pay? He said, no, buy clothes for me. All throughout, when I went to school, he did not buy one cloth for me. That gave you guarantee to disrespect the man. You lack the Holy Ghost. Come back to that oneness. Something that is tearing the family apart is what? The devil. He begins to give you loophole. There. This instruction that is given us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. I was guilty of it. I will not lie when I'm here. Of course. I have to be sincere. And this is something that have hurt me. I will tell it to you. If you have a parent, if you have father, if you have mother, cherish them. Everything that comes out of this place, I hold it with great price. I tell you. When pastor say you have, let me say it again. You have parents, you have not visited them. I tell you, if you have to borrow money, borrow money, go and visit them. You don't know what it means. Let them pray for you. You say, I will never see that man in my life. You just lack sense. You must receive the blessing of father and mother. When Isaac, go and check the scripture. Oh, this time I'm also conscious of it. Give me Isaiah 51. Let us learn from fathers of old. Now, Father Abraham, let's look at Isaiah chapter 51. He said, hearken unto me, ye that do what? Follow after what? Righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are what? Hewed. And to the hole of the pit whence ye are what? Dig. Look. Now, he's referring us back, your God. Look unto what? Abraham, your what? For an example. And unto all, Sarah that bear, for I called him what? Alone. And blessed him. And did what? Increased him. God help you. You go to your home, read the rest. Give us Genesis 12. Look at those men and learn. Look at them and learn. Now, Abraham, the Lord has said unto Abraham, get the ark. This was why, before his name was changed, remember. That's why, as Pastor was saying, it is not when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost that you become a son of God. You have always been a son, brother, sister. That's why, where we read last week, Wednesday, blessed is that man that God chooses and calls to do what? Approach him. Many people are saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. And he said, I don't know them. But you are saying, and he said, I know you. He give you ear. He give you audience. You should thank him. You are blessed of the Lord. Now, he says, get you out of your country. Kindred, we're familiar with this. Verse 2. He says, and I will make of thee after you have done that. Look at the instruction. He gave Abraham instruction before the blessing came. I will make of thee what? A great nation. And I will do what? I will bless thee. And make thy name what? Great. And thou shalt be what? If you continue with the verse, you will see Abraham carried his, family, carried his brother, so and the rest of it, which caused him trouble along the way, until he totally separated from all those distractions. And that is the same thing, brother, sister. You must separate from your worldly friend. Young boys, young girls. That one that is telling you that is your old man. Your father don't know what they talk. He said, no, you know what put TV for your house. You know, no. They deprive you of life. What is in television? Nothing. Satan has advanced now. He has given us a higher one. With 50 MB, you can watch something here. Which takes all of the time. But remember, we are giving instruction. You know, somebody will say, he said, don't put one in your house. But they can give you one on your hand. Yes. It just depends on what you are doing. And you have instruction. A man that will be successful in life, he must follow instruction. Now, look at the Rechabite family. I want us to do more of praying tonight. Jeremiah 35. Their father was gone, but he left something for them. Have you considered that family? Rechabite family. Will he revert? No. 35. Jeremiah 35. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites. Now God wants to prove them. And speak unto them and bring them into the house of the Lord. Bring them into the house of the Lord. Into one of the chamber. When you enter the house, enter another room. And give them what? Wine to drink. But their father told them, don't take wine. Strong drink. Now, this is perhaps a pastor or a priest. He had called them, and this was God that instructed the priest to test. If these children will indeed listen to what their father said, do. Many of you, your parents say, do like this. They might have gone. I don't know who I'm talking to. And at this point, I care less. Whether you are older than me or younger than me, I care less.
I don't know what instruction your father have put down. Are you still keeping in line with the instruction? Or you are going your own way? You say, ah, he's gone. I'm living my life. Someday you will go. Your children will live their life. Let us keep to instruction. There is blessing in what? Obedience. Whether you're a father, whether you're a mother, whether you're a child, there is blessing in obedience. You want to live long as a child? Consider what the Bible said in Ephesians. Honor your father. Give them the honor that is due. How will you as a child open face to your father? Even if he's wrong, respect his old age. Your mother said, come watch play to you. Look out for eyes. What amount do you have in your account? Because maybe that's what is making you. You can open eyes. May God have mercy upon you. But you consider what the Bible says. It can shorten your days. Yes, when you are not obedient. Now, consider this with about. Then I took Jahazini, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Abazinia, and his brethren and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. Verse 4. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Anna, the sons of Igdalia, a man of God which was by the chamber of the prince, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I said before the sons of the house of the Rechabites, pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. And they said, we will drink no wine, for who? Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, did what? Commanded us. My father told me, Joseph, never you in your life fight over land. Even if I die, don't fight. I keep it. Don't fight for position. Somebody want to take your place? Give him. Give him. Your place is still your place. You have had it this morning. He can take it for 10 years, but one day the truth will be established. Are you a master and your servant is raising shoulder with you? Don't threaten him. Yes. Your threatening will not work. Just go on your knees and pray. Because whatever any man do, he is going to receive it from God. Just leave them. Let God fight for you. Are we keeping to commandments? He said, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, has commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye, nor your sons, for what? Forever. Young girls, your parents have been instructed in the way of the Lord that a woman, the garment that pertains to a woman is what? Skirt. And you boy, the garment that pertains to you is what? Trouser. Teach the child. I tell you, we are living in a fast generation. I've got a young girl now as my daughter. He tell me, I want to wear trousers, daddy. I wear trousers. I say, no, trousers is not for you. Even though we are still giving you at this young age of yours, trousers is not for you. We need to establish it and drain it down. We are living in a very terrible time. They ask you questions, answer them. If you don't answer them, somebody will teach them wrong. He said, daddy, why I don't have hole in my ear? Somebody in my school have hole. Me, I don't have hole. Tell them. Sometimes they are playing some song and the people pass around with the bus and I hear them sing. I say, we don't sing this kind of song here. Do we see this type in the church? He said, no. Do we see this in the house? He said, no. Then where do you hear it? It's not a good song. Tell them. You are building up a noble family. You are having relationship with your children. When they grow up, they will not depart from those things. Teach them how to pray. At night, establish devotion. Yes, you must give them that solid foundation. Establish family altar in the morning. Let them know in this house, we wake up social time and we have family altar. At night, before you go to bed, you must pray. When you are eating your food, you must pray. Before you leave the house, you must pray. Establish those things. It will grow up with the children. Seeth a man that is diligent, he will stand before kings, not mere men.
Why are children the way they are today? It's because of lack of parental, you know what? Work. We are afraid to do our part. The church has failed. Family has failed. Then who will do the work? May God help us. I was saying last week, as parents, we must establish relationship with our children. You say you are a father and you don't talk to your daughter. It better be the boyfriend of your daughter. When I mean, understand what I'm saying. Yes, we have to talk this thing. Understand. The girl is getting to a mature stage. You understand what I mean? As you begin to see certain things in her life, be there for her as a mother and a father. Let it not be somebody else doing your job. I know so much how my dad, he doesn't play with girl child. Yes. They are very delicate. It doesn't mean that you also play with boy child. No, but the girl needs more attention than the boy. And you have parents like that, you don't care for them, you are not grow old, you forget them, you neglect them. It should not be you. May God help us. Maybe the man or your parent, your father or your mother is not seeing it the way you are seeing it now better. Have the grace of God to be humble and say, Daddy. Yes, a brother told me, he said, do you mean your mother has never abused you in your life? I said, well, I'm trying to think, but I will not say no. Maybe out of stress she has said certain things. I said, what you are doing, your children will do it. And I said, mommy, please. Oh. He said, that is not abuse. I said, hey, that is the best I know. Maybe she has said. Yes, the person can be stressed. I can also say that if I'm stressed. But I should find grace of God if I'm wrong. Go to that child and say, I'm very sorry. I will ever respect my father. Yes, he did something. And that time we were very young children. He called all of us. Say, sit down, sit down. That thing I did yesterday, I am wrong. He knelt down. That day I cannot look his face. Face to face, I know if he look. Ha. He said, all of you, look at me. Ha. I could not look. You see, I said, look, I am your father. Yes, I know I have been beating you people, but from today, I want to drop this game. Hey? I know something that happened in this house. Establish relationship with them. Let your son be your friend. Tell him everything. What are you hiding? When you die, Taloma, enjoy. You want to give your brother? Then the children that you brought to this life, who will take care of them? They will leave the faith. I tell you. Whatever you are laboring for now, who are you laboring for? It's your family. Oh. What message is that now? God using his gifts. God using his gift, page 56, March 11, paragraph 17. In every family, Rabbam gave us order. Gave us our family life. Everything, just as we had in the morning. I thank God, I say, it shows God wants to drive in something. And we should learn, brother, sister. When you are old as a parent, you need that child. Nanny cannot be like a child. I tell you, he cannot be like a child. You will need that child. The Bible that says children are the heritage of God, he knows what he's talking about. Children, your home that God give you, they will take care of you in your old age. May God not give us disobedient children. May God give us obedient children that will love us, that will take care of us. Same thing, I know children will say, what a parent. Yes, may God give us godly parents that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. That will understand what you are saying. If they don't understand, have patience with them. You don't blame your father. You don't blame your mother. Amen. Yeah. Okay, is that paragraph 17? My, it was... Okay, sorry, take it a little bit higher, sir. A little bit, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, take it higher, sir. Yes. Give us, okay. Is that 17? Okay. Let me see 18.
And he began to think, sitting in the warm sun, that's Bartimaeus now. He gathered up his rag coat around him, which he could not afford a new one. Are you there now? He was a provider for what? His family. In that his condition, a beggar. A man, what did the Bible told us, is responsible for what? His house. Brother, you have the sole responsibility to what? Shoulder every financial responsibility of your home. Am I out of the scripture? Because you are silent of me. I know we live in the day. They say, husband and wife, we carry them together. Say, but Joseph, says, your wife not working? Yes, she has the work she's doing. Ask her. Whatever she's using it for is for the family good. I will never ask her to bring whatever. That's the way we relate. Yes, it's for our own good. If she feels she needs to put it for the family. But never you, brother, say, because I've given you the liberty. Who you are? Bring that money. And there's an approach. We had it on Wednesday. The woman is also, she has got her own opinions. She's got her own thing. Come together as a family. But what I'm trying to establish here and here is that what? The man is what? The provider of his what? Family. You see some lazy brothers. And that is the kind of generation we are having now. Men don't want to work at the family. What will you use to take care of your wife? You don't want to work. You sit down at home, you push your wife, they go work. Shame on you. Let me say it again. Shame on you. Big shame. How do you want get eyes, get mouth before your wife? Now she bring money, buy soup. Bring money, buy food. And you say you call yourself a man? You are not a man. I don't know what you are. Give yourself a name. You, as a man, you are the provider of your family. But if you are in harmony, a family, man, husband, wife, children, there's a way we can do these things. Yes, everybody know that the economy is bad now. There's a way we can do these things. We come together as a family, sit down. Husband, what can I do? As a wife, say, okay, can you do something? Let us see what you can do. For the family good. Not that the wife will not do it. She's raising shoulder. The husband is saying, you must. But Abraham say, whatever you have, you bring it to your husband. Show me the coat. Bring it. May God have mercy upon us. It is Satan that has come in the family. That is just a simple truth. You see, all kind of funny thing. But you see, today, I want to establish this one. That the man is what? The provider of what? His family. If your wife is doing something, thank God for her. Yes, it's not that we're not saying it's bad. Thank God. But it is your responsibility. If your wife is doing it, appreciate that. They are weaker vessels, brother. They are weaker vessels. Man can struggle. He has the ability. Yes. But the woman will break down. Don't give her too much that she can bear. Life in itself is a burden. Don't increase the burden for her. She's a daughter of God. Make her happy. Make her a queen in your home. Amen. Now, Bartimaeus, he thought of his family before what? Everyone knows that now. He thought of what? His family. Okay. I have 15 million. I like this house. But my family say, don't touch that money. And I came to church, they say, everybody come. Some God want to bless somebody in this church. If you have 10 million, come out. My wife will just be looking at me if I come out of that service. I know the one I'm married. What is this man going to do? But we have agreed that this and this is what we will do. We must learn to talk things over. You don't just go and carry the family, you know, resources and just because you are the man. There must be an agreement. May God help us. There must be an agreement. Except if it is God leading you. And if it is God, when you tell your wife it is God, I tell you it will settle. But if it's not God, we will see. Yes, you can't hide it. This is practical. You will see. You will know it's not God. It was just your emotion that pushed you. But you see, a man, he always thinks of his family. I
tell you that should, that's a responsible man. When you are working, who are you working for? Are you working for your stomach alone? Or you see some men, they look so good and their family looking vacant. May God have mercy on you. Your family should look very better than you are. That's the people you are working for. You say, man go come work all the life, he don't go job. That's not what we are saying. But family first. Now that's it. He thought of his family first before what? Himself. Any real, true dad, we do what? God bless you, sir. Any real true dad, we do that. And a true husband, we do the same. When you get your salary, when you remove your tithes, the next thing you are thinking is your family. After you settle your family, you are the last. If there is nothing for you, then thank God. The next month, wait. Yeah. Any Christian, excuse me, we think of others before himself. Every Christian tries to put God what? First. His family what? Second. And he is what? Number three. And the equation is balanced. May God help us. But when we are out of this, brother, we cannot have a noble family. There will always be fights. Are you saying misunderstanding will not come? No, that's not what I'm saying. Misunderstanding will definitely come because we are from two different backgrounds. But when the Holy Ghost is there, there is a meeting point. Husband and wife, we meet and we must agree there. Amen. God first, family second, you number last. You get your salary, remove your tithes. You are obeying instruction. When you remove your tithes, in this house, how much do we want to budget for household expense? Put it. How much do we want to budget for this budget, for that budget? Do we have a target? What are we working towards it? You must set a goal as a family. Both spiritually and physically, material, you must set something. Be a real man. A man is, of course, we used to hear it. It's not about just having a wife and having children. No! You must be able to lead that family in the way of God. We had the testimony. Nurture them, your children also. That's what God requires of us. May God help us in Jesus' name. And now I say we're going to pray now. And you see, in your obedience journey, there must be faith. And there must what? Be patience. Because what? Trials will come along the way. Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 5, he learned obedience by the things that he did what? He suffered. Are you saying a man will not suffer? He will suffer many things in life. In the place of work, his boss can talk to him anyhow. Are you saying they have not spoken to me several times? Those that know me, they know. Are you saying that I don't have people that work under me? Yes, but I know how I relate with them. That if you come, you won't even know who is the boss, who is the omoshe. That's the way I am. Life is very simple. Why will you even complicate it? Life itself is hard. Make it simple for the next fellow. Don't complicate it. The person doesn't know. Just put him right. This, you did this one wrong. You know, as a boss, may I say this? I don't know why I have to say it. If you're a boss here, there is a kind of email that you will give to your subordinate. It will come up with relations. As you are typing that in, you want to give him a query. Your mind is telling you, this boy will not sleep. Release the tension in your language. For those of you that are in authority, you know what we're talking about. And that's what Bible says. Because you, Seth, you get a higher boss. Yes. So in everything that we do, we must put God. We must do it. As Christians, we must do it the way of the world. Unbelievers, they will not care. They will tell you, you will be thinking, have I fought with this person before? He just tell you, it don't pass. May we continue. I say, that thing almost wound me. That is unbeliever. But you as a Christian, you will not do that. May God help us in Jesus' name. Obedience. Let's think on it. God requires obedience. For us to receive the blessing, it requires our full obedience. He said, full obedience to the word is what? it entitles us to the token. And you wife too, don't make life difficult for your man. Ephesians chapter 5:21. The prophet told us how this thing should be done. You know that the man is laboring, is toiling for you and for the children. But I say, when he has gone and he has toiled and he has labored, he said, myself, I go work. You know that's a permissive way. Yes. So the first assignment, it should not be lacking. Are you there now, sister? Yes, we finished, brother. Let's go to sister. He said, myself, go work. You go work, but you have a primary assignment. As Pastor used to say, there is no Father's Day. Yes, thank God. But there is Mother's Day. Everybody come to the house. We are looking up to mother to cook food. And there is no food. Are you a good mother? Or are you just there? The man has toil, labor all the day. And you come instead of you. Oh, you remember the time the prophet was passing through certain trials and the tax people? There was a time they were, you know, to come and ransack his home. You knew what the wife did. When they had to pack all the furniture, she was trying to talk, keep him not to, you know, because he was already passing through a tough time. And how can I help this man just manage the thing for him? But you, you always say, come and see you. The brothers, they don't come pack the jail. You know, God have mercy upon us, you bad people. You borrow money. There's a way they say, oh, yeah, work or so, or something like that. I don't know. You know, sometimes in my office, they say, subsided, I've looked, I said, I fear you, bad people. I am one if I try. The way they put that thing, oh, my. Pity the man. Use soft language. See how to make the home. Let him be happy when he's coming to the house. We are all creators. Sometimes it's even the man that designed the house. It should be the woman. Make the house welcoming. That's what the prophet taught us. Make it be in your best. When you know my husband 6, 7, 8 is the survival time from office. Be in your best. If you have nice gown, only one. Make sure it's very fine every day. When they are seeing all those undressed women, you should come and see the better one in the house. Yes, present yourself well. Put food for table. Don't say, on in your food, the kitchen. As you don't come, just go your bag. You can just find anywhere to put it. You say, did they buy food in the house? No. Two wrongs cannot make a right. If somebody is wrong, somebody should be right. Yes. The wife can turn the situation around. Yes. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's bow our head, brother, sister. As funny as this thing may seem, it is what God requires of us. It requires full obedience. It requires full submission to every instruction that He lays down in His word. For husband, for wife, for children. Children, acknowledge the hard labor of your parents. It's not an easy task when you see your parents toiling day and night just to make life very good for you. Appreciate the good that they are doing. Wife, if you have got an husband that is doing everything possible in his best to make life good for you, make life good for the family. Yes, you know, situations now, it's not very fine. Understand with him. If there are certain things you don't understand, call him. There's a way you guys can address things calmly. Husband, likewise. Treat your wife as a daughter of God that she is. Treat her as a queen that she should be. You say, Bro Joseph, do you know my wife? She doesn't dress fine as we're here. Do you know my wife? She's very stubborn, just as we had in the morning. If she's stubborn, then you be calm. Because home is the backbone of the nation. Home is the backbone of the church. If the home is not right, how do we expect God's blessing in the home and in the church?
We must be in agreement, father with mother, mother with father, parent with children, children with parent, father with God. Then, Papa said, you see a lovely picture. That's what God expects, oneness. There are some families that can't even give account. They don't even, fathers don't know where their children are. They say, I disown the child. And you are very proud saying that. You don't even care about the boy's soul salvation. You don't care about the girl, whether she's saved or she's lost. He said, I disown him. Do you know what she did? Whatever she has done, find grace to forgive her. We had it this morning. Thank God. God used the pastor for all of us to recite that Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses. As we do what? Forgive those that trespass against us. So if we do not forgive them that trespass against us, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us our trespass. You say, my wife did this, my husband did this, this boy, this girl did this. And so therefore, I will never forgive her in my life. You hear people say that. I will never forgive her. That's not a child of God. A child of God will not say like that. It will forgive. It will love. No matter how tough, no matter how bad. Yes, it might not go down well with you. But you will find grace of God to forgive. You will find grace of God to love. Obedience. Think on these things, brother, sister, parents. If you see any area of your life that you are lacking, this is the opportunity to cry out to God. Father, I'm lacking in my responsibility as a husband. I'm lacking in my responsibility as a father. Have mercy upon me. Yes, situation is bad, but I cry, help me turn the situation around in my family. Am I the kind of father that I'm not responsible? All I'm thinking about is myself, before I think of my family. That's a poor representation of a father. God first, your family second, then you last. Make your family happy. Make the children happy. They should be happy serving the Lord. Make the home welcoming for them. Know their friends. Know their associates. Be their friends. So that in the hour of your need, they will be there for you. Some of us, all we are just thinking now is to send them to the best of school. It's okay, it's fine. But while you are doing that also, maintain a godly relationship with them. When they grow old, they will not depart from those things. Those foundational teachings, they will not depart. Proverbs say, even if they try to depart, that teaching will not depart from the child. You as the mother, you as the father, you might be saying, hey, this boy, this girl, when will she come to God? The time is in God's hand. Remember, he got the war clock. And his clock is ticking exactly on time. It's never late. It will never fail. As far as that boy, that girl is a son of God. You might have been gone 10, 20 years. That boy will find his way to God. That girl will find her way to God. In the message thy house, Proverbs said, believe God for whatever it is. Are you a husband? And you don't have a good job. God knows. Believe God for a good job. Are you trusting God for your wife, for her to do something to support you? Believe God for her. Pray for her. Don't talk foolishly to her. Don't run her down. Respect her. Reverence her. Honor her. Same thing with the wife. Reverence your husband. Honor him. Children, same thing with you. But because why? You feel you are an adult. I'm just counting my days in this house. Is that what you are saying? Remember, God is watching. You want the blessings of your parents? Be a good child. You want to live long? Be a good child. Make them happy. Don't be a child that will always bring sorrow to them.
He said, I was thinking of something. Yeah. Think, Pastor, that I used to say it. No matter how rich your father is, may I say it again? No matter how rich your parent might be, it is your responsibility to take care of them. Even though it is five naira sent to them. I think I learned. I thank God for bringing me to this church. If that's the only thing I can learn, it has helped me now. Take care of them. They will pray for you. You think that they don't value it. You just start it. You will see that they appreciate it. And you parents too, if God has blessed you, you can do something that will make the child happy. You see, the child is making an effort to serve God. Encourage him in that way. He's making an effort in his class. He's the best. Encourage him. Encourage her to be the best. If you know that there are certain things that will, you know, prepare the child to do better, and it's in your means, do it. It will make you happy. She will make you happy. He will have a great name. She will have a great name. Let's think on these things, brother, sister. God is looking for that family that will all be one. Father and mother, mother and father, parent and children. Just as he and his father are one. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, our full obedience to the word of God is what will bring the full blessings. An apprentice, before he is graduated, he must pass through training. And that's why on this spiritual journey, we must go through training, we must go through trials, testing, before we can come out as pure gold. The Bible told us Jesus Christ himself, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. You say, they're speaking to me anyhow. Yes, just for the sake of the gospel and for the cause of the kingdom of Christ, bear those things. You know that you are not like the rest of the world. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. He do me this, she do me that. Find grace in your heart to forgive. Children, if you have wronged your parents in any way, promise God after this service, you will go and apologize to your parents. Parents, if you have wronged your child in any way, we read it from the scripture. Provoke not your children to anger. Yes, parents can provoke children. And you know that you are wrong in this area. Find grace to apologize to that child. God is no respecter of persons. He only respects those that respect his word. This word is to every one of us. I'm also not exempted. I'm included in the same. Every area of our life, God requires our full obedience. To be happy in Jesus, better trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory is shed on our way. Why we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise,
Not a cloud in the skies, but a smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, oh, then in fellowship sweet, will we sit at His feet, all we walk by His side in the way. What it says will we do? Oh, what He says we do. Where He sends, we will go. Sends, will. Never fear, only trust and obey. Everybody now, oh, trust and obey. For there's no other way just to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Are there people that want more of God's happiness? Or you just starting, you need the happiness of God in your heart. In your family, you need His sweetness, you need His peace, you need His love, and you are willing and you are ready that whatever He says to you, you will do. At every point in life, there is an instruction for every step of the way, and you say, God, I am willing, I am ready. Wherever you want me to be, that's where I will be. Whatever you say for me to do, that's what I want to do. I don't want to go with popular opinion. I want to go with what your words say. Help me, O God. You want to be remembered this afternoon stroke evening while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. You might say, oh, there is no sweet family. I tell you, there are. Just as the prophet will always say, if you see a fake dollar, it shows that there is an original one somewhere. You tell me that there is a fake family, I tell you there is an original one somewhere. God has still got some. And you want your home to be like that? Are you a child? You say your parent is the one, and you want to be a sweet child that will turn the situation around in the family? You need the help of God. Just raise your hand to God while Pastor will pray for us.
God bless you, Pastor.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for this age that we are living in. Lord, we thank you because your prophet told us that this age is the worst of all the several ages. That it is only in this age that Jesus was completely put outside from the church and start knocking to come inside. At the same time, if we look at the other side of the coin, the prophet told us that we are not really part of this age because the message has smitten us out of Laodicea to the bright age. And Father, we thank you for sending us a prophet, for bringing a message of full restoration unto us. May we be fully restored back to the life of God in the name of Jesus Christ. For that is what restoration means. Your prophet told us that when Abimelech told Sarah that if he has lived with her, then it would be a full restoration. But he was preparing ground for that when God met him and said, hey, restore this woman back to her husband. The man is not an ordinary man, he's my prophet. Father, we are very grateful. We are so thankful. We worship and adore you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Father, we have found one thing that men sometimes they start in full obedience, but the time you start blessing them, they raise up their shoulders. People like Hezekiah, he started very well and along the line, is he Uzziah or whatever, along the line, when you bless him, he wanted to become a minister by force. Even when he carried the censer to the temple, and the ministers met him and said, hey, king, live forever. This is not your position to do. This position is meant for those God has ordained to do it. He raised his shoulder. His eyes were red. And while he was angry, we disciple corrected him by the word. And then leprosy came upon him. And a man that had been highly favored and honored, who is described by our prophet that his kingdom was next to that of Solomon, finally died a leper. Our master and our God, may you help us. What we want is your humility. Just help us, O God. May we realize that we are nothing, that you can make us something. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Every suggestion of the devil, in whichever way Maria up his ugly head, may thou always be there, Lord, to put us in the correct and precise position that you have ordained for us, Lord, which is your perfect will. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name. We know how you smote Miriam with leprosy because he spoke against your servant Moses. We know how you buried those people alive that divided the camp, both Dathan, Abiram, and the rest of them. Father, finally, this same Moses, because he was provoked, you ask him to smite the rock once, which was just a representation that Jesus would be crucified once, because he was the rock that followed them, because he was provoked. He smote the rock the second time. He said, "Don't speak it to the rock." Finally, water came, and you called him, hey, come here. You have not done what I ask you to do. Father, may we never act and react under the influence of anger in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we have found out that any reaction, any action that is prepared by anger, we always come out wrong. Deliver us from what your prophet called the fourth stage of madness. And the only way we can be delivered, because it is the nature of an unconverted man, Lord, is to fill us with your spirit, that we might be converted out of that rebellious nature to the nature that is obedient unto the word of God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Answer up everywhere we pray, O God. Don't pass any of us by. Meet us at the point of our knees. May we be part of this preparation that is going on for the bride by the message of the hour. Lord Jesus, at the 0 hour, O God, may none of us never find himself wanting. May we be fully prepared and meet with you in the air. And so shall we ever be with you. Help husbands, help wives, help parents, help children, help everybody. Oh God, is our prayers. Bless your servant that you are graciously used today to address the purchased product of the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, may you replenish them. May you lift up the honor of their ministry. May you answer their prayer for the sick and the afflicted. May you deliver the oppressed and set the captives free. It's our prayers, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name. Once again, where your servants are coming back, bring them back safely is our prayers. May the week be wonderful. We pray for students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives, travelers, by land, by sea, by air. Take everybody to their respective destinations, and the purpose of such journeys be accomplished in righteousness. Bless your people. They that put their trust in thee, you have taught us, they will never be put to shame. Thank you, our Master. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Before we see a closing hymn, I was told, Brother, is it? What is the name again? Jeremiah. Yes, that day, we are supposed to sing a happy birthday for him. And you too. Oh! Wow! Alright, we will sing happy birthday for Brother Amy and Sister Mike.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Never grow. Oh yes, never grow in the light. Yes, never ago in the land where we never go.
Happy birthday to you, our brother, our precious sister. Praise God. Amen. May the Lord prepare all of us for that land. You know one thing, when we get there, we will still recognize each other. Are you following me? If I see Brother Joseph, I will know him. He will know me. I will know Brother Femi. I will know all of us. You will know me too. Are you getting me? We will know each other. Not only that, there is going to be supernatural ability given to us by God to recognize people like Moses, people like Elijah, people of those. Well, let me talk as a man. Don't miss it. But let me talk as God. We cannot miss it. Because we are ordained not to miss it. God bless you. See you again on Wednesday. Don't forget. Amen. Don't forget family altar. Don't forget the family prayer. For Jesus promised to me. He promised to take every care. Brothers, don't forget the family prayer. Amen. Don't say, oh, we have stayed too long. It's too late to deny. We are not going to pray. Don't allow the enemy to cheat you. May God help you and me. Amen. You people that have this kind of stuff in your house, may God help you to control it too. Can you say amen? Some of you put it in your bedroom where evil visitors will not know. Something like that is in the house. But remember, there is an all-seer that seeth all things. If God told the prophet, don't put that stuff in your house. I don't think that same God will come and tell you, put it in your house. Amen. May God help us. You see, the way human being is wired, human being wants, will I call it entertainment? I don't know whether entertainment will actually make it. Human being wants to satisfy the flesh, the desire of the flesh.
Somebody came to my house. I think I said this one time. He looked at the family, he said, you don't have television. He said, are you enjoying your life? I said, television is the only means that somebody should enjoy his life. May God help us. Nobody will come to your house, but let your conscience be your judge. Okay? Because remember, you have children to raise. And the Bible has taught us how to raise these children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Amen? In one of the messages of influence, the prophet said, you may not think your children are watching you. He said, they are watching you. May God help us to give the right influence to our children. Shall we rise? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Where is that? 206. Oh, pass me not to gentle Savior. Yeah, yeah, my own. Oh, why, Lord, Lord, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, no, no, bless the Savior, Savior, oh, yes, Savior, oh, yes, my own, oh, why, Lord, Lord, God,
find a sweet relief, find a sweet relief, healing there in deep confusion. Lord, help my unbelief. The next stanza, please. Next stanza. Trusting only in thy hand. Lord, I will see him, I seek thy face. Oh, heal my wounded, broken spirit. And Lord, save me by thy grace. The next stanza, please. Oh, thou the spring of all my. Oh, Lord, you are more than life to me. Whom have I on that desire? In heaven, but oh, blessed Savior, save, oh, Savior, save, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry, hear my humble cry, why, Lord, Lord, as thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Blessed Savior, Savior, yes, Savior, Savior, yes, my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Blessed Savior, 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 oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, why, Lord, dost thou art calling me? Oh, do not pass me by.